Let's get it.
Will they stay on the phone or hear the dial tone? Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
Well, we have Mike on the phone. He's 28 from Des Moines, and Anna, 30 from Bois Durant. They successfully got through one question, stayed on the line. Now time for question two. And if they can get through all three, we'll send them out on a date and pay for it. Question two, going to you first, Anna, and Colleen has it.
All right, Anna, why are you embarrassed of your ex or one of your exes?
He's not there anymore, but an ex from a few years ago actually got involved with some shady stuff with home renovations, and this is embarrassing. He ended up serving 3 months in jail.
All right.
Yeah, and very embarrassed about that.
It's a little awkward now that we have Mike and his home renovations going on over here.
I know. As long as it's nothing shady.
Solid
and above board, he says. All right, Mike. How about you? What are you embarrassed of one of your exes?
You know, I've had pretty good luck with exes. I guess you could call her a screamer.
Oh, jeez.
Like, she was just loud.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once we broke up, my neighbors sometimes, they'll ask me, like, what happened to that one girl? You know, the ah!
Curiosity, are all of your answers going to come back to sex somehow?
I think so.
I'd like to hear his ex-girlfriend in the throes of passion again. What was that sound again there, Mike?
I don't know if that's passion or fear. Get off of me.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's question two. I'll count to three again. Another opportunity for you to hang up. Otherwise, we move on to question three. One, two, three.
Excellent.
All right. Everybody's still there. Final question. Get through this. We'll pay for you to go out. Going to you first, Anna. Who do you cover for or, you know, make excuses for? That sort of thing. Is there anybody in your life you do that? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's, if I'm being very honest here, it popped right into my head as you said it. One of my very good friends, I cover for her a lot, actually. She's married, but she's not always very faithful. And I can't lie, I've been her alibi a few times.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
All right. Well, we asked.
Mm-hmm. We did. Mike, what about you, Mike?
You know, honestly, that sucks, man. that's really that's not cool. I was up for this, but I'm done. I'm out. Sorry.
Oh.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Whoa. Hang on.
Get to count to three.
Hang on.
Mike broke the rules.
I am supposed to count. What is she on?
Anna's on six.
Anna?
Did you just hang up?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He said that wasn't cool. He didn't like you making excuses or covering for a friend who's screwing around.
Maybe there's some history there with him. I mean, not that there has to be history.
I am all for getting things out in the open, you know? Yeah. No surprises there.
Right.
So you both know that you weren't for each other then, I guess. So, all right.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just trying to be honest.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
Yeah, you know, I'm not unfaithful. I was helping a friend. Like, sometimes you just gotta help your friends. So I guess
it is kind of a moral dilemma.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
What's the right thing to do there?
I wouldn't do it, though. I had a friend who wanted me to, and I would not do it. I told him I would not get involved.
Well, you know what? Shame on the friend for even asking.
Yeah,
I agree.
It kind of hurt things.
Agreed.
It did. Mm-hmm. All right, Anna. Sorry, Mike hung up, and that's how it works. So no date here, but thanks for being on the show. Good luck to you, okay?
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for trying.
Bye-bye.
If you missed any of the Q&A, catch Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on star1025.com.